That is brand new music from the LA-based band Walker Brigade. New album's called If Only, and the track I played for you, Choker, wrapping up that set of music. Before the Walker Brigade, how about some 2022 music from Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Penelope Halfpenny? Or the way he says it, Penelope Halfpenny. Either way, good song. Good song. And started off the entire set with a release from this year, from 2022, from Amoeba Teen. Their new album is self-titled, and Melody Told You. Short set of music because we are approaching the top of the hour. What happens at the top of the hour? I'm going to play more music, but you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva Lamach radio program, and playing highlights. Actually, this past hour has been basically the first hour of the program from Friday, June 3rd, 2022. And then the next hour is going to be the last hour of the program. It's going to be the actual mock where I was, paying ode to myself. I was celebrating the fact that we recently hit the 23-year milestone here on the WRCT airwaves. So that's coming up in just a couple minutes. But I also want to take this time to, well, tell you two things. Well, first, I want to tell you that middle 2 hours that you're not listening to, I think I'm going to make that into a future encore presentation because it was so much fun. That middle 2 hours, what I did was I played only music from the year 1982. Songs that came out on albums from 1982, and I played like 2 hours of it. And it was such a good time. I have that recorded, and I think I will play that as an encore presentation sometime in the future. So always just keep listening to WRCT. Maybe you'll catch that. Speaking of catching something, you know, on Friday nights, no, wait, that's me. You can listen to me on Friday nights. Sunday nights, Chris Wired steps in to the station, unfolds a table, puts a little checkered tablecloth on it, pulls out a picnic basket, and he serves up this feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies on the menu. Jangle pop, power pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. He calls it breakfast for dinner. It's each and every Sunday night here on 88.3 FM, starting at 11 p.m. Anyway, we've got to get to the next hour. Yeah, the next full hour is me doing a mock of the fact that I'm celebrating 23 years here at WRCT. A bunch of songs with a 23 in the title if you want to know what that means. Always appreciate you listening. You can drop me an email in the meantime. Even though it's an encore presentation, I do get emails throughout the week. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. We'll be back right after this quick message.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, it's the Mockster from Friday night's radio program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have 30 minutes of music from Robin Hitchcock that I have curated especially for you. Born March 3rd, 1953, Robin Hitchcock first came onto the music scene in the mid-1970s as the lead singer of the English band The Soft Boys. After their breakup in 1981, Hitchcock embarked on a solo career. In the next 30 minutes, we will crisscross 40 years of solo work from Robin Hitchcock. But let's start things off with something from his debut.
We head downhill, our hands fly back, our fingers. Special guest stars Chris Ballew, Morris Windsor, Ruby Wright, John Paul Jones, Nick Lowe and Johnny Marr. Recorded by Charlie Francis from an idea by Michelle Noack. Thank you for listening. Sally was a legend. Sally was a legend in my heart. Sally was a legend. So we had to keep ourselves apart. Push the dream toward me. I can see a flower in the dark. I can understand you. I don't understand the sacred heart. Sally was a legend. Sure as I can walk around this room, and the truth is evil. It's an evil truth to you know. I can point to Norway. I can point to Norway with my fist. Sally was a legend. Sure as there are veins beneath her.
This old man, he was flesh. They were
from his 1993 album Respect. That's the Yip song from Robin Hitchcock. Before that, from 1999's Jewels for Sophia, it was Sally Was a Legend. Also, Sicky Boy in there from 2010's Propeller, and start off the entire set from 1981, Brenda's Iron Sledge. Let's move on to Robin Hitchcock's third album, 1984's I Often Dream of Trains, and the title track.
I often dream of trains when I'm alone. I ride on them into another zone. I dream of them constantly, heading for paradise, or Basingstoke. I often dream of trains when I'm awake. They ride along beside a frozen lake. And there in the buffet car, I wait for eternity, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains till it gets light. The summer turns to winter overnight. The leaves fall so suddenly. The sun sets at 4 o'clock. Exactly what I'm dreading. I often dream of trains when I'm with you. I wonder if you dream about them too. Maybe we'll meet one night out in the corridor. I'm waiting for you, baby. Baby.
Birthday cards.
adventure rocket ship inside a head parade. A message from the future, you crash upon a star. Attention rocket ship, a message from the grave. You rock me like a pharaoh, I hear you in my voice. You crash upon a star. Adventure rocket ship, upon a star. You crash upon a
from Ole Tarantula. That is Robin Hitchcock along with the Venus 3 doing Adventure Rocket Ship. Before that, from 1988's Globe of Frogs album, and this time with the Egyptians, it was Robin Hitchcock and Balloon Man. Also played from 2017, a self-titled album that Robin Hitchcock put out, Mad Shelley's Letterbox, and then I started the entire set from his 1984 third album, the title track, I Often Dream of Trains. One more song to end this set. Going back to Robin's 1989 Queen Elvis album, it's Madonna of the Watch.
Love.
Thanks again for listening. That has been 30 minutes of Robin Hitchcock, courtesy of me, or I should say curated by me, The Mockster. Don't forget my show Friday night at 9 p.m., but I also want to remind you on Thursday nights you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, and he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, that's Thursdays at 8 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't forget Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. They're trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through this pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street. Again, that's in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Normally, you can hear my regular show Friday nights at 9. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do encourage you to tune in, but you know what? I'm going to take the next half hour and just focus on one band and one band only. Which band is that? Magically, it's a little power pop trio that came out of the Boston, Mass area. The Blake Babies.
Thank you.
from their 1989 debut on independent record label Mammoth Records out of North Carolina. That's the Blake Babies with Rain here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I believe I forgot to tell you that the name of that debut is Earwig. Before that, Out There from their follow-up Sunburn album, and start off that entire set with Lament, which was also on Earwig, but also you could find that on the Slow Learner EP, or mini LP as it was called, that came out right before Earwig did. And you might have heard a familiar vocal in there, because Evan Dando briefly had joined the Blake Babies at that point in their career. There was a small breakup of the Lemonheads back around 1988, so Evan Dando was kind of a Blake Baby during that time. Now, the Blake Babies formed back around 1986 up in the Boston area. Juliana Hatfield was going to the Berklee School of Music, and the group got together. And believe it or not, their name came from Allen Ginsberg. They went to a reading of his at Harvard University, and the group raised their hand and said, "What should I call my band?" And he said, "Blake Babies." So they initially put out self-released EP on their own little Chewbud label called Nicely Nicely. And let's check out a track from that.
Why did I
from an album that AllMusic.com described as the last great college rock album. That's the Blake Babies here on WRCT with I'm Not Your Mother, and the album in question is called Sunburn. And before I'm Not Your Mother, it was the Blake Babies doing a Stooges cover from the Earwig album. Yeah, that was the Stooges Loose, and start off the entire set with Blake Babies from their self-released 1987 album Nicely with Wipe It Up. In fact, the Blake Babies were not shy when it came to doing a cover song here and there on the recordings. In 1991, one of their final official releases, they put out their Rosie Jack World EP featuring this Temptations cover as the lead single.
Thank you.
from an album released in 2001 called God Bless the Blake Babies. Blake Babies would disappear. Now, the Blake Babies actually disbanded in 1992, and Juliana Hatfield went off on a solo career. John and Frieda started their own band called Antenna into the 1990s, and then in 1999, they got back together, did a few shows together, and started doing some recordings, and the result was this 2001 album called God Bless the Blake Babies. Before that, it was from that Rosie Jack World EP from 1991, Grassroots Temptation Eyes. I do want to remind you again that you can tune into my regular show, Viva Lamach, Friday nights at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. Speaking of shows, have you checked out the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, it's an hour of classic and traditional blues music, but no, it's better than that, because it's actually 3 hours of the Deep Blues Hour with Steve every Tuesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. That's right, 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I got one more Blake Baby song to wrap up this Blake Baby's block of music for you, and I'm going back to my favorite Blake Baby song. It comes off the Sunburned album. It's Girl in a Box here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I've got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed. Sure must get hot in the summertime. I get her out. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing on TV when I can't see you. Wife don't mind if I give her a child. My wife don't mind. She thinks it's pretty wild. I've got this girl in a box. I got a girl in a box. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day that I die. And I hope I die time with my TV on and a beer in my hand, you by my side. I got a girl in a box. We play games. I'm anything I'm not, but I wanna be. Yeah, I wanna be. She'll be a slut, a dirty little whore, or the girl next door, or my bride instead, or I'll cut off her head if I want to. Yeah, I want to. I'll keep her till the
folks, glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, everybody, it's really incredible. I decide, hey, you know what? It'd be a great thing to take a break from dealing with a newborn baby and do a show. I check out what's been happening at the Trump riot hearings, and the big headline is big, massive dumps, as if that's not what I've already been dealing with at home. Incredible second day in the Trump riot hearings. Now, of course, many of you are already familiar with this entire dumps thing.
Dumps.
Yeah, you guys remember that, right?
Big, massive dumps.
Sure. Well, yesterday at the Trump riot hearings, they actually played the video. Big, massive dumps trends on Twitter after January 6th committee airs infamous Trump interview with Maria Bartiromo. Big, massive dumps have gone completely mainstream, dominating yesterday's second day of the Trump riot hearings. And my audience, of course, knows about it. This is the original. This was sort of setting the stage for explaining the different elements of Donald Trump's campaign to steal the election. For those who may not remember, this is that critical moment in American political history. Big, massive dumps.
And what happened, if you watched the election, I was called by the biggest people.
People.
Saying, congratulations, political people. Congratulations, sir, you just won the election. It was 10 o'clock and you looked at the numbers and I'm sure you felt that way.
Sure.
This election was over. And then they did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And all over.
Okay, so that is one aspect of all of the not only unproven, but debunked conspiracy theories about the election. And we're going to get into more specific claims that the January 6th committee did a really good job of saying, here's the claim, here's someone who knows saying it's bogus. And this is Republicans mostly presenting this testimony, which we will get to. But one other aspect in general of thinking about the January 6th riots is, was Trump a factor in the people that were rioting being there rioting? In other words, were they there because of something that Donald Trump said? And the January 6th committee closed yesterday's hearing with a video of exactly that, of Trump supporters saying they were there because of the things Trump said, including that there were, excuse the term, massive dumps. Take a listen to this.
I know exactly what's going on right now. Fake election. They think they're going to cheat us out of our vote and put communist Biden in office. It ain't f***ing happening today, buddy.
You voted?
Yes, sir.
How'd it go?
Voted early. It went well, except for can't really trust the software. Dominion software all over it.
We voted, and right in the top right-hand corner of the Dominion voting machine that we used, there was a Wi-Fi symbol with five bars.
Uh-oh.
So that most definitely connected to the internet, without a doubt. So they stole that from us twice. We're not doing it anymore.